With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Rob Jones.
And I'm Susanna Sharp.
And this is Adventures in Luxury, our first podcast in a series which is going to take you to some destinations around the world that perhaps you haven't been to before. Destinations that are both adventurous and
luxurious.
Because we like a bit of luxury, don't we?
We do, and you don't just want to sit on a beach. You want to head off out into the countryside. You want to go into the jungle. You want to go to the rainforest. You also want a bit of culture. We want it all.
That's not too much to ask, is it? So in this first podcast, Adventures in Luxury goes to
Oman.
And in the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you about how the world's most expensive perfume originates in Oman.
And I will reveal the top-selling beverage in Oman. And I tell you, you are not going to believe which one it is.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, first off, let's look at some of the top facts about Oman.
Right, my first fact, Oman is one of the oldest human inhabited places on the planet. It's estimated that humans have been living in the country for at least 106,000 years. It's also the oldest independent state in the Arab world.
And going to Oman, that is one of the things that really struck me. It is old. It's very old. There's a lot of tradition there. It's not modern. There are some built-up areas.
It's very different to going to some of the more modern Arabic countries, yeah, such as Dubai, yeah, and Abu
Dubai,
Dhabi.
Go to Dubai and it's all like built up, you know, skyscrapers. It could be almost anywhere. But the great thing about Oman, when I was there, it just looks so different. And boy, oh boy, it does look old, doesn't it?
It does. And they're beautiful buildings, all low in height. And they're very traditional, which is just so nice to see. You really feel like you're immersing yourself in the Arabic world.
So I would say that's one of the big takeouts about choosing Oman for your adventure in luxury. It's very old. Next up, and you probably heard it in the background, birds from three continents, Asia, Europe and Africa, could be seen in Oman. Oman has been called the best kept secret in the world of bird watching. And I know a lot of people like to go bird watching. It's something I have to confess I've never done.
Well, we get so used to the birds we see here in the UK, but when you see the very colourful, different birds overseas, it is something very special to see. If we see a parakeet here, I don't get excited. If I saw a parakeet in the jungle or anywhere else in the world, oh my goodness, I'd be taking 25 photos.
Next up, believe it or not, Oman is a country where crime is just about non-existent.
I have to say, I felt so safe walking around there, so I can totally believe that.
That's a nice thing to feel. If you're going on holiday, you want to feel safe. You don't want to feel there's any kind of danger about.
Now, the next fact about Oman is that the most popular selling drink in Oman is actually Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew. If you haven't tried it, it's a sort of fizzy, lemony drink. Obviously, non-alcoholic. But of all the drinks, it's not Coca-Cola. It's not 7-Up. It's Mountain Dew.
Who would have thought it? And obviously, Oman, there's not a lot of alcohol about. You can drink alcohol in the hotels, but not a lot of the restaurants. You're normally going to get a soft drink in the restaurants. But if you want a beer or a gin and tonic or something, that's obviously available in the top hotels that we'll talk about a little bit later. Next top fact about Oman, if you want to save some money on taxes, you may want to work in Oman because Oman does not levy income tax. Oh, how great is that? However, a small amount from workers' earnings are paid towards Social Security, but it's basically a tax-free
haven. Most of the money in your pocket.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
In fact, I met a few expats when I was in Oman, and they were loving it out there, except for one thing. They said they go home in the height of summer. They come home to Britain in the height of summer because during the sort of, I suppose it's June, July, August, it is very, very hot there.
Well, it's also a plus point for the destination because, of course, it's great weather all year round. It does get hot in July and August, but some people love it. Some people really like that very hot weather. So one of the big traditions in Oman is to greet visitors with a bowl of dates and gawa, which is coffee with cardamom in it, and also fruit. So how lovely is that? So you would come into my house and I would offer you a bowl of dates, Rob.
When I checked into the hotel, I was offered a date.
In fact, you do see them just about everywhere you go in Oman.
That's true.
And they are so delicious.
But it was a soft drink I got. I didn't get the coffee.
Probably Mountain Dew.
Probably was, yes. Now, what do the women wear in Oman?
Women wear the hijab and the abaya, and most women don't cover their heads in offices, but they do wear brightly coloured dresses during festivals such as Eid.
And of course, the men wear the traditional dishdasha, which is an ankle-length robe, very traditional.
One of the oldest marketplaces in the world can be found in Oman, the Mutra Souk. Now, this marketplace has so many colourful little shops, and you can buy bukor, frankincense, which is an aromatic resin used in incense and perfumes. There's also silver jewellery and lots of other exotic items.
And we're going to visit the Mutra Souk a little bit later in this podcast, and you do a bit of haggling.
Now, I don't think I was very successful,
we'll
though.
Find out how successful she was a little bit later. And then also I said that I was going to talk about the most valuable perfume in the world. Well, a component of the most valuable perfume in the world, Amouage, is produced and traded in Oman. It's known as frankincense and is available in its purest form for around about 50 Omar rials per bag. In earlier times, Oman made a lot of money from the trade of incense and frankincense.
And you can smell it wherever you go.
Yeah, there's a pungent
in most houses and most homes and in the hotels. You can it's burning everywhere.
It's not unpleasant, is it?
No, it's lovely.
Yeah,
it's I love
nice.
It.
And in fact, it was frankincense that you were trying to haggle for in the Mutra Souk marketplace, wasn't it?
I know, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
It's Adventures in Luxury, and we're looking at Oman in this edition of the podcast. And travelling to the Middle East, there are, of course, always strict rules on alcohol, aren't there?
Yes, Oman is more relaxed than some of the countries in the Middle East, although you do need to be over 21 to drink, and you can't be seen to be drunk or inebriated on the streets. And mainly, you will find alcohol just in hotels and some of the restaurants. And one further thing to remember, there are some restrictions, additional restrictions, during the month of Ramadan.
So let's have a chat about some of the great things that you can do in Oman. In Muscat, there is the most remarkable edifice and building. It's the Grand Mosque. which is staggering, isn't it?
The sheer scale of it is absolutely phenomenal, and it really has to be seen to be believed.
So it's definitely one of the things you've got to do when you go to Amman and Muscat. And you caught up with a very interesting lady inside the mosque, didn't you?
That's right. And I started off by asking her name.
Naima, N-A-I-M-A, which means blessings. And I'm blessed because when I talk to you, you are my family. Of course, you come in a strawberry package. I come in a chocolate package. That doesn't make any problem. Definitely, before God, we are one. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
I would say tomato, not strawberry.
No, well, even tomato is good.
Or English strawberries.
English strawberries. There you are. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely. The variety, the color, everything. But we are one. And we, as God's creatures on this earth, we are his best creation. Because he chose you to be the ambassador, serving him on this planet.
We have already been
the ladies. Now we are in the men's prayer hall, which is 10 times bigger than what we saw and 10 times more glamorous, okay? Yes. The thing is, because first of all, they took all the gold-plated metal. They have the beautiful carpet, but we don't care much about this beautiful carpet because as women, if they put it in the ladies' prayer hall, definitely I'm going to count the flowers and not be praying. I will not. I know. We women, we are different, you know. Yes. So our brains work so much together. So I'll be counting the flowers and the patterns and all. And I won't be chatting with God. So men can focus. They don't even remember the color of the carpet. Mm. So this carpet actually was handmade by 600 women within 4 years' time in Iran. But they didn't bring it as one piece. They brought it as 58 unfinished pieces, which were later on assembled here in the mosque. 200 of the weavers, 12 aircrafts brought the 58 pieces, and they put it together. How big is it? It's around 4,000 square meters. And how heavy is it? 21 tons. And it has 1.700 billion knots. That small window up there is the pulpit. You call it the pulpit? Yes. The imam goes up there to give the lecture, the sermon, on Fridays, just like you do it on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then he comes down and leads. Everybody stands shoulder to shoulder. The reason behind standing shoulder to shoulder is we are equal in the sight of God, whether you like it or not. So if you are the king of England and somebody cooks your tea, prayer time, forget, put off your crown, just deflate the balloon, come down from your high horse. There it is. Okay? So that's a short briefing of the mosque, and you can enjoy it.
She was great. I have to say, I've never been inside a mosque until I went to the Grand Mosque in Muscat. And I was expecting it to be quite, you know, impressive, but not as actually impressive as it was. So if you're going to Muscat in Amman, got to do the Grand Mosque.
Just one quick tip when you're visiting the mosque, do make sure you're well covered. No shorts, no bare arms. And if you're a lady, make sure you're wearing a scarf covering your head.
And you can see some pictures on the website, adventuresinluxury.com. Our next must-see in Muscat is the Royal Opera House. Now, I was really surprised to find the Royal Opera House in Muscat.
It's like an old opera house, but with all the benefit of updated technology. It is incredible. It's got this wonderful organ. And I can't remember exactly how many pipes it has in the organ, but a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. Yeah, and they also have this amazing seat back system. In fact, it was the first in the world equipped with Radio Marconi's multimedia interactive display seat back system, which is very clever, isn't it, if you're watching an opera.
So you get the translation. If it's in Italian, it'll be translated so you can understand what's been sung. Also, they have the Royal Oman Symphony Orchestra. They have their own symphony orchestra and lots of visiting stars as well. People such as...
Well, Andrea Bocelli has been there. Placido Domingo opened it with Turandot. And they've had all sorts of acts there. Not all opera, not all classical.
They've no, they have ballet, they well. Have modern, they have pop singers going. And they also have concerts. Just concerts. You can learn to have a tango class there. Who would have thought that?
And this was all built by the Sultan, who was a great fan of classical music and the arts and felt that he needed to give this to his people. And so there is something on pretty much most weeks, and there's something for the locals, but also something for tourists as well. So we thoroughly recommend checking out the Royal Opera House.
Next on the list of things to do was a little bit of shopping, and I headed down to the souk for a touch of bargaining.
It's one piece and put charcoal. So like this and smell is good. This is Omani real, it's 3 riyal. 3 riyal. This. It's a natural Omani.
How much is that one?
This is 3 riyal.
Well, we're going to bargain that.
It's no, I price you. Any shop like this one, check like this one, 5 riyal, 6 riyal is the selling price. No. It's like this one, better price, no
go
high
on
price.
Two.
No, it's like this one, cost like this one, 3 riyal, no high price.
Are you
having
me on?
No, 5 riyal is the selling
You're
price.
You're having me on here.
3.5 like this one, selling price, take better prices.
I know it's lovely, but
smaller.
But give it to me for 2 today. It
very
does
nice
smell very nice, it smells lovely, but I think it's worth 2.
2 riyal, no man. Sorry. No high price. You like how many pieces of one? You like one piece, 2 piece?
I think, no, just this one. Just this one is good.
You take it 2.5.
Go on, 2.
No, 2.5 take it. You happy? I am happy.
Well, I'm not sure who got the best end of the deal in that negotiation. I think
well,
he may have done.
It.
I don't know. Yeah.
I did burn the incense when
did
I
you?
Got home, but I have very low ceilings and small rooms in my house, so the smell is slightly overwhelming, and I think you need a slightly higher ceiling for it to be.
I think it's meant for somewhere out there rather than somewhere back here, isn't it? The incense. But
what,
it was
what summer?
But it was an interesting look, was it? The souk.
I loved it. I loved it, and it's not just frankincense. There's food. There's a gold souk. There are all sorts of things. I mean, you can get pretty much anything down in the souk.
And of course, there are the regular 21st century shopping malls. And they're fine. They're fine. You won't see all the brands you see back home. You'll see some interesting new brands.
That's right. But I think you get the true experience when you go to the souk, really. I would definitely advise going there over going to one of the malls.
I was going to say, you don't want to travel all that way just to go and see Starbucks somewhere else, do you?
No.
OK, so let's get out of the shopping now as we look at some of the great things to do in Oman. And let's explore the great outdoors.
Well, I think there's so many things to do, and there's such a diverse type of countryside in Oman. But one of the great things they have is a fantastic waterfront. You can go out to the most beautiful clear blue seas and see a highlight for me, which are the dolphins.
So we've come out to sea today, and we are absolutely surrounded by dolphins. They're leaping in and out of the water all around the boat, having the whale of a time. Absolutely fantastic sight. And oh, there goes another one in and out of the water. And we've been circling around the same area now for about 10 minutes, and it's just the most wonderful sight. They seem such joyful creatures, and I'm so delighted that we managed to see them today. They seem to be getting closer and closer. I am keeping my fingers crossed that I might see one right underneath the bow of the boat. Oh, and there's going right up into the air, back into the water. Fantastic.
Well, that sounded absolutely great.
It was definitely a highlight for me. But I should point out that there is no guarantee that you will see dolphins every time the boat goes out to sea.
Next up on things you've got to do in Oman is visit a wadi. And a few people said, you've got to go and see the Wadi Shab. But what is a wadi?
Well, a definition of a wadi is a valley or ravine or channel that's dry except in rainy season. Now, most of the wadis seem to have a bit of water in them all year round, and there are quite a few to visit in Oman.
So it's a place to go swimming, basically.
That's right. Jump into the water, cool down, and have a great day out.
Another place to visit outside the city of Muscat is Nakhal Fort. It was about a half an hour drive away from the capital. And this is a fort that was built on the side of a mountain, and obviously for fortifications years and years ago.
And there was so much history to learn about the fort.
And in the midday sun, believe me, it's very, very hot. Of course, there's lots to see in the south of Oman, but this podcast is focusing on Muscat. So, back in the city?
Back in the city, if you want to go and visit a museum, there are lots to choose from, including the Beit al-Zubar Museum, there's the Amouage Perfumery, the National Museum, and the Oman Oil and Gas Exhibition.
That sounds interesting. Mm. But it's what they build their economy on, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That and tourism, of course.
So after a busy day out, you're absolutely ravenous, ready for food. And I tell you, the food in Oman, it's a feast for the senses.
Indeed, so many great places to eat in Muscat. We've picked out a couple. First off, Kargin.
And it's a great restaurant to go as a couple, as a family. You can sit outside. It's a lovely location. And you get traditional local delicacies, along with Western food as well, if that's what you fancy. Also, another restaurant definitely not to miss is Beit al-Luban. That's an Omani restaurant. And everything is so traditional. The whole layout of the restaurant is very traditional as well.
Lots of local ingredients. Nice place to go for lunch, particularly. It's just on the waterfront there. It's very nice indeed. Indeed. Well, evening time now, and there's a place called Clouds that you visited.
That's right. It's in a building called The Cave, which is not a real cave. It's been built as a cave, and there are restaurants on several floors. And Clouds is right at the very top, so you have the most amazing
views great,
over
yeah.
the city.
Yeah.
And you can get authentic Lebanese versions of your favourite dishes, like mixed grill platters and mares and all sorts of other goodies as well. I have to say, for me personally, the food there wasn't quite so good as the other two restaurants that I visited.
So the view outdid the food.
That's right.
And actually, I guess in something which is purpose-built like that, and you've got seven floors and seven restaurants, something's got to give somewhere. But the view is certainly spectacular there. But you did try something at Clouds that you hadn't tried before.
That was an experience.
He's smoking the shisha, all the people here. Okay, he like it. The flower is apple, grape, mint, strawberry, cherry.
Can you tell me, explain what I have to do?
Yes, we put the tobacco inside here, inside the head. Then we cover it with aluminum foil. Then they make small holes. After that, they put the charcoal. Then you start to smoke. You will find
right?
the smoke.
Am I doing that right?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Should I breathe in more deeply?
Yes.
Yes.
I breathe in very deeply.
Yes. Okay.
There's a lovely flavour, fruity flavour.
You can do it with fresh fruits, like cigarettes.
Nice. Got some headache.
Does it make you go light-headed?
It makes you a little bit, you feel fast, you feel like a little bit dizzy.
No, not yet. Do I have to breathe more deeply?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel
it's good taste.
Should I stop now? Am I gonna? If I take more, does it make
yeah,
you feel?
Yeah,
more. There is some flavors because more stronger, and some flavors are light.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
I think that was really funny. You and the shisha. Have you had another one since?
Funnily enough, no.
So that was the evening. Of course, there are lots of other places to eat. And if you want to be a little bit more traditional, perhaps you're not quite so adventurous, all the major hotels have the usual international cuisine. And that brings us on to hotels. So next up, where to stay in Muscat?
Well, we've picked out five chains that are in Oman. There's the Shangri-La, the Chedi, the Sheraton, the Radisson, and where we stayed, the Ritz-Carlton Al Bustan Palace.
And we'd recommend this one for both luxury and value. Susie had a word with Kirsten, the manager there.
Why should holidaymakers choose the Al Bustan Palace?
I think coming to Oman, you really want to experience a truly Arabic, authentic experience. And that's just us. We've been in Muscat now for 30 years. We have a beautiful location. We have a lot of Omani ladies and gentlemen working here. So that makes it a very Omani, authentic experience for guests coming.
And there's lots of activities going on here for families.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful resort. You have the private beach with the big pools. You have a water sports center. You have tennis courts. Recently, we opened a big Six Senses spa with beautiful treatment rooms. There's amazing food and beverage offerings and bars. The lobby, it's just a highlight in itself to sit in that atrium lobby. We have in the afternoon an Omani harpist playing, and we serve afternoon tea. You can choose between a classic afternoon tea and a Omani inspired afternoon tea with Arabic sweets and date juice. So there's really lots to do.
So what's your mix of holidaymakers to business visitors?
It really depends on the season. When the weather is great, which is our October to April months, we have a lot of more leisure tourist guests coming. And during the summer months, we have delegations and groups and corporate guests as well.
Now, having sampled your breakfast buffet, I have to say it was one of the most varied and eclectic offers I've ever come across. I bet that was a challenge, covering food for everybody.
Yeah, I love breakfast. And I think for most of our guests being here on leisure, they spend so much time at breakfast that we really wanted to make it special. The coconut, I think, is one of the favorites. That's our Salala Omani fresh coconuts that we cut open. The fresh juices, and then a bit of mix with the Arabic highlights, as well as some European classics.
One other thing I loved about the hotel was they had gorgeous smellies in the bathroom. Oh, they were so lovely. And there's a beautiful, beautiful pool, an infinity pool overlooking the sea.
And if you Google Muscat and hotels, that's the picture that comes up. It's a long infinity pool, and that's the pool at the Al Bustan Palace, the Ritz-Carlton in Muscat. So that's our Adventures and Luxury podcast on Oman and Muscat in particular. We'll have to do a podcast on the south of Oman at some stage, won't we? Because
going
that's
down
quite different.
To Salalah, where a lot of the locals go during the very hot summer months, where apparently it's like the English seaside.
Really?
But I think probably a nicer version.
Probably. So we need to sum it up. Adventures and Luxury is Muscat and Oman an adventure in luxury. I think it is, isn't it? You've got the adventures with lots to see, lots of culture and lots of things that you won't normally see in your everyday life, which is what I was like in a holiday. You know, I haven't seen that before. Remember the very first time I went to Arizona, seeing the desert there, going, blimey, I've never seen that before. So there was lots in Oman that I thought, I've never seen that before. So that was great. And then the luxury, well, it was good, wasn't it?
There's luxury wherever you look.
That's it for this Adventures in Luxury podcast. We'll be back with another one soon.
I do hope you found this helpful. Thanks for listening.